Konnichiwa, and welcome to the Anime Room, episode one. I'm the Duke of New York.
I'm RoboWeapon. We also have Canadian, say hello. We also have Urmedic, say hello.
I'm a dick. I've already sullied this.
Okay. Yep. I was talking about earlier how I've been watching the Animu Sword Art Online, and I'm very conflicted about it, but then I saw a post on 4chan where people were shitting on it for the same reasons I don't like it. I'm in the right. And we started talking about Sword Art Online, and Duke went, hey, it'll be a great idea to me, because I don't know what the fuck's happening. So I guess we can start from the beginning.
Alright, the beginning was the end. The Tale of Sword Art Online.
The beginning of the end. Yes, the beginning was the end. Yeah. This, oh, fuck, you know. Okay, so, Sword Art Online starts out as a
year.
As year 2026 or something?
2017.
I don't know.
Alright, I'm gonna make a little sticky note that says that so I can see if this all actually happens by
then.
I'm
pretty sure I was more accurate, but whatever. You know, whatever. And the idea is, there's a brand new fangled MMO coming out called Sword Art Online on this new thing called Nerve Gear.
Is it free to play? Because Sword Art Online sounds like a shitty free to play game.
It does sound like a pretty shitty, yeah.
No, it isn't.
And the idea is it uses this new technology called Nerve Gear, which is VR, but
Oculus Rift.
No, because Oculus Rift only tracks your head motions, you fucking moron.
Do you have
an
IV?
Thing, though.
It's not. Shot though,
like
it's right, not even close.
I can't. It's not even close. Urmedic is the kind of person who likes to pretend that he can shit on things, but doesn't know what he's talking about half the time.
So then he
says dumb stuff, and then he gets confused why everyone's yelling at him because he's saying uninformed things, and then just kind of like backs into his shell.
What's unformed?
Not even uninformed. Urmedic, you know what? That's what your brain is, Urmedic. Your brain is unformed.
But I'm actually looking right now, and I'm very surprised I can't find a free-to-play game called Sword Art Online.
They made a game for the PS Vita, if you want to go ahead and buy a Vita, and buy, I guess, the only game that anyone would ever want to play, because all of the Vita games are shit, except for Miami.
I actually heard it's really good.
It's good, yeah, but also people like the anime, which is confusing. So the same people who like the anime would play the game, and the same people like the anime.
Yeah, you have to look at actual read some reviews and see what people say, because all your favorite characters, then you ignore that review.
Yeah. Alright, here's the thing. So now, this kid is all like, and this is going off memory, because I started watching this a while ago, and then started rewatching it recently. My life sucks, I'm gonna go play a video game. And he goes to the video game.
Does he use video games to escape his reality?
Also, he does. He was a beta tester to the game, so he kinda knew his way around.
Getting there, jeez. So he was on beta testing for the game, and then finally
I want to go back to my previous question. Does this thing have an IV or something? Do you inject yourself to use it?
You just put it on, and it takes... I forgot to explain what it is. It's nerve gear. You just put it on your head. I don't know, you may be attached to one to your hands or something. I don't pay attention. And the idea is it takes your nerves and does things and lets you control your character in the game.
You don't move in real
life. Yeah, real VR shit. Old school science fiction idea of VR.
But you're not you're not being penetrated by anything.
No. Nothing.
All right.
It's all just going on your head, and then I guess it takes the neurons.
You know that thing where, when you're in the hospital and it clips onto your finger and it takes your heartbeat? It has one of those. I don't know what that part does.
Keeps track of your heartbeat, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know.
It's for this huge thing that's reading your brain waves can't also keep track of your blood flow while it's up there.
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, whatever, keep going.
But the point is that so they're all like, oh, it's launch day, you're gonna play the game, he plays it all day. He's like, oh, this is great, it's cool. And then everyone gets teleported to the central room. The central town. The big old beginning town. And there's a big old meanie guy there who's all like, ah, you're locked inside the game now. Spooky.
Now I'm going to go flashback for a second. Remember when I asked if it penetrated you in any way or anything? I was kind of wondering if it was even possible to lock people into this. Because...
Rape them?
Rape them
in the game?
Pretty much.
And then he's like, hey, you guys gotta stay here, and if you die in the game, you die in real life. Bye.
Alright, well, how does that even work? It's not penetrating you at any point. Is there a gun in the back of the helmet?
Well maybe just, it sounds like an electroshock or something.
Well,
yeah. I don't know.
Like dude, someone what engineered this and said, "Hey guys, I want to put like this emergency, like kill all the users thing." Like someone very consciously was like, "Yeah, this thing's gonna be able to literally kill anyone who wears it."
The problem with this is, because there are gonna be a lot of people that don't buy this game, like me, because I don't have money, and then this is gonna happen. And you'll be like, "Oh, glad I didn't buy that game. Gonna go kill that people. Tell the police."
All right.
Wouldn't that happen?
I mean, yeah, if people are stuck in games, I'm just going to go to their house and, like, loot them.
And, okay, assuming I did get this game, all right, assuming I did get this game, knowing my internet, what happens when my internet
yeah, you just die. You just lag out. When you lag in the game, you lag in real life.
So it'd just be the most terrifying thing, like, getting rubber banding in the game. No, I don't want to die. It's too soon.
Yeah.
Damn. That's actually, you know what? You can saw something. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, so the point of the game is you're locked to the game. How? I don't know.
What if you just unplug your, like, internet? And then could you just, like, leave? You're like, yeah, I'm done.
Allegedly, like, if you took the head thing off them, they die because it took them up some sort of life support where, I don't know.
Yeah, see, this is what I was talking about, the penetration. Yes,
this is where it becomes the downfall. I've watched the first episode. I was really into this whole thing up until up until the end of the first episode, where it said, "You're locked in the game now." And I'm like, that's so fucking lame, because that's the obvious thing to do. I mean, I guess that's the best way to take it, because then it opens up a whole new plot of, you know, dying actually matters, and it's sort of, I don't know. I feel like it could have made a fantasy MMO. Or not a fantasy anime.
Why, just make a fantasy anime, is what like, I've always said about it.
Need, like, you know, it does add something. It sort of adds this level of depression over everything. It adds this level of, well, we're stuck in the game, so I guess whatever.
It kind of takes some realism away, because if it was an online game, first of all, there'd be a lot less hot women.
I'm not even gonna say realism. I'm gonna say credibility. All, just flat out credibility.
Yeah,
because
there'd be a lot more children in it.
Yeah,
but, like, what if you had a shitty microphone?
Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah. Like, just like some shitty microphone.
The main boss is some kid that paid $20 to be admin.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that brings up.
I'm a bander.
The only way they can get out of the game is to clear all 100 floors.
Yeah. So the other
thing. A janitor.
Like 400.
Ayo, Hong Kong.
Apparently, you I think you fight him, or it's just some sort of boss. Like every floor has a boss.
You're supposed to fight a boss. But the point is that, so yeah, the guy's like, "Oh, you suck." The main like developer head guy of the game's like, "Oh, you're stuck in the game. Congratulations. You got to quit. There's like 100 floors to this game, which, you know, like 100 different floors, and they're all their own kind of environment."
And then one of like the 100 IT guys they have working for this company just goes, "This is dumb shit," and turns like and like switches the button that releases everyone. Just goes, "Fuck you, asshole," and leaves.
Yeah,
dude, gets anonymous hacks into it.
Like the whole thing, but allegedly, like they on the company and then another guy and like another company starts running the servers so that people don't die and they move everyone to hospital beds. Also, I guess a spoiler alert ahead of time, because but if you're watching Sword Art Online and you're thinking, "Oh, I really can't wait to finish this," don't stop while you're ahead, because we're gonna get to that. We're gonna get to just stop while you're ahead.
Yeah. Like, yeah. My opinion of this is all right. When I'm watching something, okay, I analyze the way the writer deals with situations, right?
Yeah.
I go with, all right, I'm going to see how this writer deals with this situation, and from that, I'm going to make a million assumptions about them.
Mm-hmm.
And with just intro level one, you know, episode one, sloppy writing, I'm like, you know what's going to happen? Like, some episode later, the dude's going to come out of the video game, but he's going to come out with all of his gear from the game, and he's just like, some dumb shit's going to fucking happen.
Well, luckily, that dumb shit doesn't actually happen.
Spoiler all right, good. Head.
But, so, yeah, and then it kind of does, like, you know, it does, you know, the classic, this guy's kind of freaking out. You know, there's a bit of a time skip, I think. This is just a very generic, basic overview of what I remember from watching it. This may not be accurate in the slightest. So, yeah, there's a lot of time skips, apparently. It's just like a time skip. Like, people are killing themselves in the game because they're all like, "Ah, oh, I want to go home," you know. But, you know, people are dying. A lot of people are like, you know, just like
you go up to someone, tell them to Alt F4, and then they just die.
How do I change my Alt? How do I turn on music? Hit Alt F4. Okay.
Now, why didn't they just, like, get everyone in the game together? So, like, they have, like, assumedly, like, this million people and just do the tower thing together.
You know what my favorite part is? Well, they kind of do that. But I think they talk about there's, like, a little over 10,000 people in the game.
12,000.
See, and I feel this seems like a game that would sell more than that.
Yeah, I'm thinking of like,
you already made thing.
They only sold 12,000 copies in stores, and you couldn't download it because apparently in 2017 you can't download games anymore.
Yeah, dude.
An online MMO you can't download.
So
yeah, dude. Fuck yeah, man. This thing is you're asking too many questions. You got to take it with very little grains of salt.
And then Gabe Newell shows up with his knives and frees everyone.
Don't worry about it. Just don't question it, okay?
Too many people were playing the game. They were stuck in the game. They couldn't send it out to be pirated.
Yeah, dude. Exactly. And I guess by the end of the day, other people wanted to pirate it. We're like, oh, well, I guess everyone in there is dead.
Honestly, this game is the exact reason why you should never pre-order or buy games on day one.
Yeah, it's true. Yep. You know what?
Or you'll
die.
That's
exactly it. Yeah. But even, you know, even if it looks good in the beta, like Sword Art Online did, never trust it.
Always wait until full release.
Mm-hmm. I think Minecraft's trying to pull the same thing here.
Minecraft did pull. What do you mean? What?
That's why millions
like,
are dead,
gonna,
man.
They're going to do the Oculus Rift thing. They're going to do Oculus Rift with Minecraft.
Oh,
people
you're stuck in
trap
the game.
People in Minecraft.
Well, yeah, my eyes would bleed after a while.
Unfortunately, this is real life, and the Oculus Rift doesn't penetrate you.
Well, neither does the Nerve Gear, to be fair.
I'd like to penetrate you.
Well, there are, like, add-ons that are kind of like the Oculus Rift.
Does it have the juicy controller add-on?
But you get the auto blow, and that just blows you.
Yeah. Whoa. Hold on there. Roll that one. Canadian, say that again, please.
There's an add-on to, like, this porno game. It's called the auto blow.
Yes, all right.
Are you sure you're not talking about the juicy controller?
No, it's called the auto blow.
For those of you who don't know what the juicy controller is, it's the auto blow.
It's the auto blow. Well, the idea is, you know, you ever thought, you know what I wish I could do right now? Put on my Oculus Rift, launch up some, like, Newgrounds game level hentai game, and then use my penis as the controller. Well, someone in Japan.
That's amazing.
And
juicy
maybe,
controller, buy it today.
Buy it today. Get your Oculus Rift dev kit for about $1,000, and then, you know, or however much it costs now, and then get your PC controller for, like, another $200.
And then buy some weird Japanese-only game for, like, 200 yen, dude. I don't know what that means.
That would be $2, actually. Yeah.
Jesus. All right. $2,000. Dude, I don't know.
Like 20,000. Yeah.
Y'all plug it in your iPhone.
I don't know. All right. Well, I'm just going to keep rolling on through. So all now, right,
go back to
Sword
Art.
It's time skip. Like, things are happening. I'm just, like, I could totally, like, do this, but I forget a lot of this. And then,
there
like,
was a girl at one point.
Yeah. Like,
girls don't play games. Immersion lost.
Boobies.
But so then,
just a quick thing. Everyone, you know how like people like to be guys like to be girls in MMOs.
Sure.
There's
also guys who like to be girls,
like,
in real life. But whatever, keep going.
When they had the big gathering where the guy's like, "Hey, you guys are stuck." He reversed everyone to make them look like what they look like in real life. So there was a bunch of girls who turned back into guys. And it was pretty funny.
Yeah,
anyway.
I enjoy that. But fucking yeah. So I don't know. It's all like the main character Kirito joins like a guild, and like, but because he's an angsty little bitch, doesn't like people.
Is he in the main character in an anime?
Yeah.
All right, keep going. That's all I need to know.
He guess that he has like, you know, sort of longer black hair that covers part of his eye. You know, that generic. He wears mm-hmm. a black, like, long, like, trench coat.
Was Sword Art Online fan fiction at one point?
You know what? I don't think so. But if it was, it'd be some high-level fan fiction of
it has
something.
It now, I can tell you that.
Well, yeah, everything does.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. So then he joins a guild. For some reason, he keeps his level secret from everyone because he's like the highest level character in the game. Because when you have an antagonist, you need to make him cooler than everyone else, apparently. Yeah, he's all like, oh,
antagonist or protagonist?
Protagonist. What did I say?
Antagonist.
Well, you know what? He's the antagonist of my life currently.
All right. Well, he has to be cool as hell then.
Yeah, so then it's all, like, he joins a guild, he keeps his level secret because he's an asshole,
what'd he do? Did he grind out level 1 sheep? Is there, like, an hour-long video of him just like,
yes. He got a sheet bop. He knew where everything was because he was in the beta, so he knew how to get like a bunch of like exclusive items and like, and you know, be really legit.
Everyone who was
what about in the other people in the beta?
Beaters.
Yeah, they're called beaters, and everyone hates people in the beta because beaters. Because even in animes, there's elitism.
Yeah, but honestly, I actually really like that. Damn beaters.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, it is fun because he gets to the point where it's like, hey, he's a beater, and everyone's like, fuck you, man. You're an asshole because you're good at the game. I don't know.
He's like, yeah, fuck me. Ha, 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 ha.
But yeah, so then there's like, you know, he joins like a guild, something happens. He joins like another guild. People die. This, like, he met like this girl, and he like liked the girl, and then the girl dies, and then he's all like, I'm not going to join a guild because I caused these people to die. And then... like,
dude, just cast Magic Missile.
Yeah, and then
dude, just heal.
I'm deciding. I'm debating, but whether I should actually go into this in depth or just get to the part that makes me mad. But all
right, keep going. In depth.
So then he goes, and then like through other things, he meets another lady, and then they become
two
friends.
Ladies playing video game. Honestly, immersion's just being broken left and right.
It's just out the window.
Yeah,
and then there's another lady. So like, blacksmith, and she's actually kind of cool.
When do you run into like the 5-year-old who's like calling everyone out? It's like, dude, I'm a good quickscoper, and then he like just dies immediately.
There's some lady that runs like an orphanage where all the kids go, because all the kids have like severe like brain. I'm trying to think like issues, psychosis. Fucking words are hard, you know. But they're all like fucked up because they just got locked in a game, and they're like. 10.
Yeah.
So this lady just like runs like an orphanage for all these kids that like, and they just kind of hang out and like eat chili all day or whatever kids do. Also, just to let you know, I think like this is about a year into the game now.
All right.
And then so like.
Like, why is it the government figured this thing out yet?
They have. Everyone's been like, they all,
I mean,
they
just
all know, but
like, how do
like,
they know how to like shut it down?
Because if you shut it down, everyone dies. Because, I mean, to be fair, when it
there
comes
there must
to,
be a let everyone out switch somewhere.
Well, apparently there's not. Why would you? Alright, Duke, if you're gonna make a mass murder machine, right, would you make a not mass murder machine button next to your mass murder machine button?
Well, RoboEvan, in case, like, someone I care about falls in the mass murder machine, I need to, like, reverse that out.
Okay, well, Duke, I'm actually, you don't care about anyone because you built this mass murder machine to begin with.
Surprisingly, that's not a very hard thing to imagine.
But. So what? Then, fucking, it's just, all right, so then he meets this lady, they're all like, hey, he's like, I don't group up with people, and then eventually he's like, okay, and then, like, this lady's in, like, a guild, he doesn't like all right, guilds all right, or something.
All right, and roll it back.
Whoa.
All right. Why not just kill everyone? Why make this game happen just so I can kill everyone?
Yeah, if he doesn't care about them, just kill them all to start off with.
Okay.
Yeah, but then there's, like, clear you, this you, thing... I don't know.
Wait, it's a person who has severe mental issues who made a game in an anime that I don't like. Why are you asking me questions? Write an email. God damn it. Write an email to.
I can't spell.
When did like the factory get the specifications? We're like, hey, there's this giant like kill button in here. What's up with that?
Hold on. just let me
write
let
a letter.
Me, right. Let me continue.
Write a letter to your local congressman about it.
Yes. And why is there not online a thing? All right. So then they're all like, hey, we're friends. We are now good friends. We are now a girlfriend.
Do they bone?
I don't know. I think it's.
Does he have a juicy controller?
Does he use the auto blow?
There's a lot of implied boning.
No, she does.
Ooh. Wait, what?
What? Yeah.
What? She is a dick.
I don't know what's happening.
The girl is a dick.
I don't know what's happening. But all right.
She's actually a hamster. Is there gonna be a spoiler? One of them's actually a hamster. They get out of the game and it's just a fucking hamster.
No. Are there pets in this anime?
Yeah.
Because that would imply that there were animals playing this game.
Now, at this point, it's about two... Now, they get together. They, like, buy a house out in the middle of nowhere. They're, like, chilling, you know. They're like, husband and wife in the game. It's all really, like...
That's fast for you.
Yeah. And
of what they're trying to get out. Why are they getting married?
Because it gets to a point where you're like, well, this isn't happening, so I might as well like.
How long did it take someone to beat the first raid in Destiny? It took them like 24 hours after the game was released, and people like beat the raid
first level.
Okay, all right, hold on. So now, at this point, I'm into the. At this point, the anime has got me. I didn't like it in the beginning.
All right,
they warmed me up to it around this point. I'm starting to enjoy it. The characters are getting better.
The anime lady turned on the auto blow. They got you warmed up.
But the lady, Asuna, is pretty. Is a neat character. Like all this stuff's happening. Like it's getting to a point. They met like a kid, and the kid's a neat character. And like, but the kid like is not a real character. It's not a real person. It's like something that the game institute. I don't know. It's a lot of nonsense. And like,
it's just like GLaDOS just running tests on people.
Yeah, but it gets to the point where I'm like, okay, this is a neat. I could enjoy this. And
sounds like a Fallout shelter from Fallout. What's it? Oh damn it, I forgot the name of those.
Vault.
Yeah, it sounds like a vault in Fallout.
Okay. Well, also at some point in between here and forever, the Asuna, the lady, the wife lady, was in a guild that like their job was to like just keep progressing through the game, and just like they're called assault teams, and just go and like just battle through all the dungeons. All
right.
And this guy's all, and Kirito is all like, yo, this be my lady, we just gonna go chill. And then the guy's like, the leader of the guild's like, nah, can't do that, she's pretty legit. And he's like, oh, okay, well then you wanna fight Emmy? And then they fight.
What is this, a Western?
And then like the rules are like, yeah, dude, if you beat me, you nerds are free to go. But if I beat you, you gotta join our guild because you're pretty legit too. And this guy is like, oh, I just wrecked you. What's up? And then he has to like join the guild, and then some other shit happens. I forget the whole timeline of this. And then eventually they get their house and whatever. And fucking, where am I? Yeah, they have their house, and and then they go and they're on the assault team, whatever, and they're raiding. And they find this Hugi ass boss, who like is wrecking shit. And then they finally kill him. And then they're all sitting there, they're all resting, and Kirito notices that General Fuckface, the guy who fought him earlier, is just kind of chilling out. And he just runs at him. Also, I'm missing so much stuff, but at this point, like, I don't care.
Yeah,
but,
whatever. Just keep going. Stay the course.
Before this point, like at this point, up until this next part that I'm about to say, like in a little bit, I was really digging this anime. I was really like, they convinced me, and I was really into it. And then he runs up and he swings his sword at this guy, and it hits it, it bounces off, and a big thing that pops up and says "immortal object," meaning the guy is like an NPC. He's not like an actual person.
Can I reveal it? Can I reveal who it is?
Yeah, go ahead. Okay, I mean,
and it turns
was it a hamster?
It's the guy who put them in there in the first place.
Yeah, dude, it's the guy who made the game.
The guy who made the game.
And then the Kirito was like, in the first, and we think we all know about MMOs, is that it's no fun to watch someone play them. So he wanted to play with us. And then, you know, everyone's like, oh, dude, you're an asshole. You know, you were the leader of our guild. You know, why would you do this? You're a big meanie. Huh? And then he's all
and then
like,
he turns on, like, admin and becomes a million times the size. He's like, eat shit, suckers.
And then he's all like, well, you figured me out, Kirito. You're pretty legit. How about this? I'll let you duel me, and if you win, like, I'll take off in being a super admin. And if you win, the game's over. But if I win, you die. Like, that's it.
Fuck. All right, so how have people, like, not found this creator dude's, like, shriveled body and just like fucking pulled the plug on that guy?
I know, because it's the whole idea.
Because that would kill the game.
He's in like some sub like sub level like basement hooked in.
Man, this man's incredibly rich for not selling a terribly lot of a game.
I know.
And for a game that won't sell anymore, like someone cuts off his power and then he just dies.
Exactly. It needs to be
space power bills.
It needs to be Minecraft.
It's been a year.
Okay, all right, and then Kirito is all like, "Yeah, dude, I'll fuck you up." And then Asuna, his waifu, is all like, "Nah, Kirito, I like you a lot, and this game kind of sucks. You know, if you were to die, I would probably just kill myself. This is pretty sad place to be." And he's all like, too bad. And he's like, here's the thing. I'm going to fight you. And then he, like, fights him. And he's like, oh, no, this guy's pretty legit. I'm going to die. And then Asuna's all like, no, and jumps in front of the sword. Classic, you know, jumps in front of the killing blow and dies. So then Kirito is all like, oh, sniffle, sniffle, cry, cry. And he just kind of starts, like, you know, swinging his sword around very not enthusiastically because he's all sad, you know, trying to kill him. And then, which, honestly, at this point, I should mention, I'm really enjoying this. This is a real, like, actual plot point that I'm not cringing or I'm not just like, what the fuck is this? This is a real, like, thing I'm enjoying to watch. And, like, you know, it's an actual, like, sad moment.
Alright.
And then this guy, and then Kirito gets stabbed, and he sort of does the classic, like, breaks up into a million pieces, which is, like, the death animation in that game. And, I guess in the anime that is the game. And then, like, as like, all the, like, the pieces of him that, like, breaking up start to, like, dissipate, they, like, form back, because he's like, oh, not ready to die yet. And with the sword still stuck in him, he just picks up his sword and stabs the dude. Or actually, he picks up Asuna's sword and stabs the dude. And it's like, yeah, dude, we did this. Good job. And
all right.
And then he dies. But then he wakes up because he killed the guy. Or no, then there's, like,
This weird, like,
yeah, then he wakes purgatory. Up in sort of, like, almost like a heaven purgatory kind of area in the game, where the creator is there, sitting in his lab coat, like the actual guy, and Asuna's there, and he's there, and the guy's, and he's like, and Kirito's like, hey, dude, why'd you do this? And he, like, and then he gives some, like, bullshit answer that kind of, like, doesn't explain it, so you can't believe it.
Canadian probably knows what it is. What's the dumb answer?
No, it's sort of done
I
in a way.
I did it because reasons. Yeah. Fuck you.
No, they sort of say it in a way that what he's like, it's been so long, I don't even remember why anymore. And it's sort of like, it's the reason.
That's why you have an emergency escape button, so you just stop doing your dumb shit.
But the thing is I think they did that in sort of a way where they could leave it up to, like, the viewer, you know? That way, if they picked a reason, they wouldn't be like, wow, that's a garbage reason. The viewer can kind of be like, oh, well, what's
well, that
kind
of makes it more of a garbage reason, though.
Yeah, but whatever. And then the point is, and I'm like, oh, wow, this is neat, you know? And then it ends, whatever, you know, it's a game over. You see the whole world, like, collapsing. It's really, like, it's a powerful scene, I guess. And then, you know, it goes back to the real world, and there's Kirito in, like, a hospital bed wearing the nerve gear. And, you know, he wakes up, stands up, and starts, like, walking down the hospital hallway with this, like, IV thing.
I want to give you guys a big heads up.
Yeah, dude.
If you don't move for a fucking year, your muscles are shit.
Yeah, dude, and they do, it's true, like, that is one of the things that they did pay attention to. His muscles are, like, actually, it's been 2 years at this point, dude, geez.
Oh, wow, Jesus, and that man should not be able to, like,
yeah.
I remember I was watching this medical thing, this is a side note, about people's in comas, and they say after a point, the person could have come out of the coma, but because their muscles have fallen apart so much, they can't move anymore anyways.
Oh, okay, well, these people, well, he's kind of, like, really, like, shriveled up and gross and looks like an old man. And he's kind of just, like, stumbling down the hallway, so, you know, it's somewhat. And, you know, the idea is he's going to try and go find his girlfriend wife thing. And then it ends, that episode, I think it's episode 12, ends on him kind of just walking down this hospital corridor into, you know, like, a bright, you know, into the end of it, classic, kind of, you know, like, bright at the end, just him walking away into the distance with the song playing. And I thought, this is amazing. This would be a great place to leave it, but I knew because I was watching it on Netflix. There's still, like, 16 more episodes.
RoboWeapon, I just want to go ahead and say that there are many more people who must die.
Yeah. So then I'm like, wow. And honestly, and I said to myself, I said, this would be a great place to stop. I should just stop watching here and pretend this is the end.
Which you should too, probably, listener.
Yeah. So, listener, if you're watching and you're going, oh, well, I guess, well, you can spoil all this for me, thanks, RoboEvan. Well, you're welcome. But, you know, if you have a friend who's watching Sword Art Online and they're enjoying it, and you want them to keep enjoying it, tell them to stop watching at, like, I think it's like episode 12.
Or tell them to stop watching so many gosh dang Chinese cartoons and get a real job.
And then,
yeah,
and
stop
then
watching your avatars.
Yeah, dude. So I watch the next episode, and it's him, you know, sort of, you know, Kirito, he's back at his house, you know, he's sort of, everything's very strange for, you know, because life is weird when you've been in a game for the last two years.
Yeah, having two years of nothing on your resume looks really bad.
So then he's all like, he does, you know, he talks to, like, his sister, and, you know, they do like some sword fighting because he was pretty good at sword fighting in the game, and his sister's like,
and his muscles are totally fine now.
Yeah, and that's the thing, and they do talk about that where he tries to, but he like sucks, and he's like, well, I should probably build up some more muscles. So they do actually cover that, which is you know, it's kind of, you know, it's good that they actually acknowledge that people are alive. You know. Yeah, but allegedly this could be like a week after, I don't know, that's just some kind of time.
Maybe a couple months after intensive therapy.
Yeah. It does talk about having therapy. I don't know, man. The point is that, and then, you know, an episode or two, I don't know, I think it's maybe the next episode. No, that's, I don't know. But in an episode, he goes to he talks to, like, internal affairs and, like, tells them everything he knows about the game, blah, blah, blah. And then they tell him where Asuna is. What hospital Asuna is in, and so he goes there. That's like illegal. Maybe it is. I don't know.
You can't just go around disclosing patient information. Hey, I met this girl in the game. Can I hook up with her? That's so romantic. Here's her social security number. Here's where she lives. Just fucking show up, I guess.
Well, I mean, yeah, but to be fair, like I said, he did kind of tell them everything he knew about, like, the game.
Yeah, that doesn't make it any less of a crime.
Kind of got married in the game.
Dude. But can I find out where you want to know where the sword is? Tell me where her hospital is.
But also, I mean, like, I guess the family was okay with it because he was like, hey, yeah, dude, we knew each other in the game. We're good friends or whatever.
I recently took a whole bunch of employee training about handling such records. And it's all like, if their parent shows up and you know they're their parent and they say it's a family emergency and they need to, like, reach whoever, you can't tell them where they are still. They have to go through security.
Well, I guess when you're disclosing all... I guess when you are the man who shut down the game and you have all the information about it and you're talking to internal affairs...
How do they verify that, though?
Yeah, I would show up and be like, yeah, dude, I shut it down.
Whatever. All right, you know...
Dude, I shut it down. Give me a medal.
I'm not the person to ask. Call fucking Mr. Sword Art Online and ask him.
Hey, Sword Art Online.
At hotmail.com.
Yeah, Mr. Sword Art Online at hotmail.com. All right, so then he goes in the hospital room, he's standing there, and then, like, the girl's dad walks in, and, like, some other guy, and he's like, oh, what's up, Kirito? Yeah, oh, I didn't realize you're here, what's up? And then the dad leaves, and the fucking other guy's there, and he's like, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm totally gonna marry her, even though she's, like, comatose. And then he starts, like, molesting her mouth with his finger and licking his lips.
All right, how is she still comatose?
And then they have a threesome.
Did only he get out?
No, him and a bunch of other people. There's, I think they said there was like 300 or 600 people that were still, for some reason, not waking up.
So, what? What?
Yeah, but like everyone else got out. And then so this guy's sitting there. And at this point, I'm kind of losing my shit. You know, it's this guy wearing a suit really creepily, shoving his finger in a comatose girl teenager's mouth, talking about marrying her.
Tell me more.
Licking his lips.
Tell me more.
Yeah, Robo.
This is the part that Robo described for me previously. Wait, I was like, I wasn't going to watch this. But now that you said that, Robo, I think I might.
This is, and that's the part where Duke decided to watch it. And this is the part where I decided to not watch it. At this point, I was so fucking fed up that they had given me a really good show. It was honestly, it was really good. The characters were fine. It was a really good thing up until they got out of the game. If they ended it on episode 12 and just had it, you know, be a shorter anime with, you know, and ended it on a good note, it would have been amazing. But
can
instead,
can I continue this?
Well, hold on, yeah, but I just want to, yeah. So yeah, and instead they fucking lead it to a creepy man molesting a lady that, like, in Kirito is all like, "Yo, but I was gonna bone her. You can't bone her. I wanted to bone her."
Then they all bone together.
Yeah,
and then
I mean, she's not conscious.
Simple compromise.
Get it?
Just get it figured out. Rock paper scissors.
And then he all like. And then, you know, he goes home, and then it's, like, the next day, and he wakes up, and he gets, like, an email of, like, a screenshot, and it's a screenshot of a game, of another game, and it's Asuna in the game, and, like, but it's, like, supposed to be some other game, and then it kind of, and then, and I think that's where it ends, and that's where it ended for me watching it. I read the little Netflix thing, where it said, you know, this is what happens next, and it said Kirito goes back into another MMO to find Asuna. It's an MMO that where players can fly and encourages player killing. And at that point, I was already so done. But when you could be flying player killers in the MMO they just got out of, I was like, no, fuck this. I'm done.
All right, so how did this like not get banned? How did the state not go, hey guys, we really need to keep a fucking eye on this shit?
The thing about that game, they can get out of it.
All right.
It's made by a different company.
Oh, good.
So he goes into the game.
All right. That he can get out of. But now he has a motivation to stay in it to find her, which is the...
Yeah. Okay, so that's neat. All right, that's different. I didn't know that.
Okay, so they can... They're all fairies.
All right, sexy. And it's basically... Like, tiny, like hey, you fairy.
No, they're all
real
like
women doing an accent.
Like what's up, fairy? Dude, you're fucking fairy.
They have wings, and you can, use magic.
And don't they
all
have
swords.
Pointy ears? Because, like, I know it changes
all,
the intro at one point.
Fairies.
And, like, it changes the intro, like, to, you know, how animes do after, like, you know, a point, they'll just change the intro. And it shows them all flying around with, like, pointy fairy ears. Like, they look like fucking gnomes. And I was like, I really hope this isn't a thing.
So it's even more of a fantasy than what else was already.
It's called, like, Elf something online.
Elf Art Online.
Elf Art Online.
All right, now, Canadian. Now, yeah, so that all happens. I don't really care about anything else now because I've gotten to the point where, so the moral of this story, or the TLDR, is if you have a friend who's watching Sword Art Online, because I've just spoiled it all for you, spoiled it all for you. So, I mean, if you don't...
You left this game of a stew out for too long. It's spoiled.
Yeah, but if you have a friend who's watching, and he's like, oh, this is pretty good, I'm on, like, episode 5, tell them to stop watching at episode 12, because it just gets shit nonsense. And then, yes, there's another game I don't really care about. Canadian, you mentioned something to me about Kirito and a family member that really just threw me over the edge on that the show is fucking insane.
What was that?
Oh, it was like a while ago, remember?
Talking about this. And you said that Kirito and his sister have a, have some sort of a, you know,
a little relationship.
Yeah, there you go. Fucking Jesus.
Yeah. So they go into the game, right?
Yeah.
And Kirito's new. He just lands in the middle of this forest. And,
Wow. The starting zone is the middle of a fucking forest.
Yeah, so, these elves all have, like, different factions. And
where's the which one's the racist one?
The red guys.
I want to be a dark elf.
God damn it, dark elf. There's
like
only 8 divines.
Basically different. They just have like different base colors. Like they all wear
filthy
like green.
Purple elf.
Sure. All right. Yeah. Just get to the boning part.
Yeah, dude. That's the only part I want. Turn on the auto blow.
So, Kirito runs into these two people from the green place.
Okay.
And it's like this blonde chick and this guy who has a crush on the blonde chick. And so Kirito helps him because apparently his sword skills transfer over from Sword Art.
Oh yeah, sure. Because
that
was
like players,
you know,
that
illegal MMO.
Yeah. They took the base engine and like some source files from
Sword
Art.
Of a game
like
that trapped people in it.
Don't worry about
it. First of all, this is copyright
legal.
Infringement.
Okay, no, I'm not concerned. All right, go on, Kay.
So
I don't
care
about the sticks.
And the girl falls in love with Kirito, and then it turns out that person is actually his sister, but the sister doesn't know that the guy that she ran into is actually Kirito.
This is great.
Oh.
Okay. So then Kirito tells her this, and they don't fall in love, because that's what should happen, and that's what's common sense, right?
No. Right? And then she finds out, and then she's all, like, mad at him.
Okay. See, I didn't realize... you described this, like, not in such detail when we were talking about it, and I was really hoping that, like, they just boned all the time and just, like, swords as sex toys.
Yes.
Yo, sis.
But... And, like, they have to, there's this, like... center tower tree sort of thing that they have to get to the top to fight, or no, not to fight, to talk to the king.
All right.
King Oberon.
Yeah,
if you've ever seen,
sure.
If you read Midsummer's Night Dream, you know, the Shakespeare play. Anyway.
Yeah, go ahead, Canadian.
Fucking,
Jesus.
And then you get like magical powers, like super magical powers.
Can you fly twice as fast and get twice as many
years? I think you can fly infinitely. That's the whole thing, because in the game, you can't fly infinitely.
Dude, it's like the Umod Tower.
Dude, how high is the skybox?
Yeah, dude, it's gotta be pretty
actually high there skybox. Is a skybox, and the tree is above the skybox.
Whoa,
oh, shit!
So how do you get to the top?
That sounds
of
like
it?
Shitty programming to me.
There's like this door, and you go through it, and then there's like a billion enemies on the inside. That once you start flying, they all activate and they start throwing shit at you. And so Kirito goes in and he does it himself and he dies. Well, and he just respawns because there's respawn in this game.
Oh, yeah.
See, and no, so this he is, has to do it.
This is the game the original one should have been.
No, this is what happens is, now, okay, you got me. You got me with the dying. You got me. Okay, you had me, like, fucking back, like, episode 10 or whatever. You know, I was in there. I was like, this is a great show. You know, people are dying. It's like the real world. You know, it gets to a point in the show where people are like, well, maybe it's really not that bad. You know, maybe, like, this game isn't really that bad because the real world kind of sucks. And I was like, yeah, you know what? Yeah, all right. I see that people are coming to realization.
Yeah, escape reality.
Yeah.
Through video games.
And I'm looking at all this stuff, and then they pull this shit, and they go into another anime where dying doesn't matter, so it takes out the whole thing. It's... I don't know. It's just like, why is this necessary? And my biggest concern, and I'm sorry, Canadian, I'm going to cut you off because I can't be bothered anymore. My biggest concern is that this is just the first season. They're making a second season. What is it called? Gun Gale Online? I think that's what
yeah,
it's called.
Yeah, they've already made it. I think it's
They
done.
Made it. How the fuck do you... All right. It should have ended episode 12. It went on for 25 episodes. And then a second season.
And a movie.
How right.
It's just like a clip show, basically, with a little bit of filler in between.
Just... All right. Did he find his broad in the new game? How'd that work out for him?
Pervert.
Oh, really?
Game.
Oh, also...
Oh, why didn't they report him to the police in the first place?
Well, I guess because it's... I don't know, but because it's Japan. Also, a lot of this stuff doesn't make any sense to me because I'm not Japanese, so I don't know what the laws and stuff are.
What's marriage laws? Can you marry someone if they're just on, like,
you can
comatose?
Marry someone at 13, and that's...
Oh, Robo, you're gonna like this... At the end of that episode, so they free Asuna, and...
How was she trapped? Then, wasn't the game, like, not insane?
No, yeah, but remember how I said there was, like, 600 people that, like, didn't wake up for some
the
reason?
The guy, he owned the servers.
Oh,
and
yeah, that's right. He did, didn't he?
Before,
oh, that's quite smart, actually.
Before he could, like, let them out.
Okay,
anyway,
yeah.
Wait, why did he trap people before letting them out? He already had
because,
them all trapped.
So that he could,
oh,
so that
because
he could
he
fucking
was doing,
bone Asuna.
He's doing experiments on people, how to, like, control people.
Oh, so this was Vault. Like, this just became Vault from Fallout now.
And he was experimenting on them. Anyway,
okay.
So Asuna gets out of the machine, and she's waking up. And so Kirito gets on his bike, starts... going to the
Peddling,
hospital.
I guess really then, fast.
Yeah, really fast. Anyway, so he gets there, and then the guy's there, and he's really pissed, and he has a knife, and he starts to attack Kirito, but then he stabs him, and then Kirito takes the knife, and because he's really good at swords, he, like, stabs the guy multiple times, so the guy...
Wait, isn't this how, like, the episode whatever Robo was talking about ended, where he gets stabbed, but then he stabs the other dude?
No, yeah.
Yeah, basically.
Oh, Jesus, it is. It's like a callback.
But like, only he's only, like, stabbed in the arm, so it's not that
yeah.
bad. And so he runs up and like, bones Asuna.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, so, dude. Nothing quite like a victory win.
Literally afterwards, it's like, I've been stabbed, let's bone.
Yep,
get the auto blow.
Also, the whole time, is I was sitting there and I was thinking, because it hasn't quite got to the point where I'm, like, giving up completely. When I was watching this and the guy was in the hospital room, I was still thinking of ways that this could go and how they could stop this guy. And also, what happens then? Does Kirito get arrested? Well, I guess it was self-defense, but you can't murder someone who stabbed you, I guess. I don't know.
I'm not sure if he actually dies, but he got stabbed and he was bleeding out.
Well, hopefully he's dead.
In a hospital, though, so that's, like, the perfect place to be stabbed.
But I was just thinking, it was like, can't you just, like, kill this guy? Like, that was what I was thinking the whole time, because I'm like, you can't really do anything to stop this, so couldn't you just, like, order a hit on this guy? Like, I'm sure you could find some, like, murderer on Craigslist.
Yeah. In this weird world where some dude can create a game that traps millions of thousands of people in it, you should totally be able to find a hitman somewhere.
Yeah, like, you totally just go on Craigslist and be, like, looking for a hit. Like,
and then
it's not that hard.
And then it's you get really disappointed because that dude was just looking for some marijuana cigarettes.
Yeah. Fucking, it's insane that it went on past what it did. It makes me really sad because it could have been a great show that I really enjoyed and was like, oh yeah, this is great, I would recommend. But instead, they turned it into, like, this weird, not necessary, two-season-long nonsense shit show.
Like, yeah. All right, Canadian, spoil the rest of it. What happens next? What do you know?
Bone. That's about it. And then there's a movie, which is, like, all the girls from the show meet up
In Bone?
And then
yeah,
they gossip.
Wait,
about
where'd you see this movie, Canadian?
Yeah,
it was on like
Pornhub.
Oh, it was on Crunchyroll.
I don't know what that is. I'm very scared. I'm not part of that website.
All talking about how they met him, and then it's just clips from the show.
Oh, so it's just like one of those weird ones that like
yeah,
they needed to do a thing.
It's a recap episode, but a movie.
They got someone gave them like some sort of contract, and they're like, oh fuck, we have to do this.
Yeah, it's just. Why does this have to happen? Because it could have been great, it could have been really good, but they fucking ruined it with some weird, like, creepy molester guy.
Yeah.
And, like, an MMO. And this is the thing that's even worse, is that when you have an MMO with two characters in it, that, like, you know, you have the characters, and they're set up, and it's enjoyable, and you like these two characters together, and you like the relationship, but then... And they're also in a world that has real consequences. But then you take away one of the characters, take away the consequences, all you have is someone playing an MMO. Like, that's all it is.
Yeah.
So why...
Nah.
I don't know. So, if you, listener, dear listener,
yeah,
have watched all of Sword Art Online and think I'm an idiot, and like, oh yeah, Robo, it's actually really good, kill yourself.
Oh, wow. In the game or in real life?
Go into the game.
It doesn't matter.
And then kill yourself.
Wow, that's a bit harsh.
But if you think, you know, I am actually, you know, that I'm missing something, you can email us at pbjcast@gmail.com.
Robo11123@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Is that right?
No, but yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, that's definitely right, Duke. Don't worry about it. Yeah, and if you have anything, or if you agree with me, because the whole reason I sparked this conversation was because I was browsing a thread on 4chan about good animes, and the guy posted Sword Art Online, and everyone was like, it was great up until episode 12, like I was talking about, and I was like, thank God people agree with me. And I just want to know, I guess I'm right, because public opinion is on my side.
Yeah, that's all you really need. Just do what 4chan says, and you should be good to go.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You know, so if you have anything else you want to, you know, be like, yeah, Robo, you're exactly right. You know, the rest of it's fucking pointless. You know, or if you were watching Sword Art Online and somehow missed the part where I said this was going to be a spoiler and listened to the entire thing and are mad
Congrats.
That I spoiled it, you can shove your email up yours.
You can add me on Steam at Ubermedic.
Yeah. If you have an auto
close, there's like a million Ubermedics, though.
Yeah, it's such a generic name.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think,
do it.
I think,
you won't.
I mean, I'm pretty sure that's about it. Like I said, if we miss something that's really key to how shit this anime is.
Like this, like, weird fan fiction that bridges two episodes to make sense of everything.
Yeah.
Send that link to us, and it definitely won't be picked up by spam immediately.
Well, yeah, I mean, you can follow us on Twitter, you can follow
PBK out of context.
Yeah, hold on, Jesus Christ, you know, you two shut up, you don't know how to do the plugging, jeez. You know, we're professionals, obviously.
Give me money at
weirdguyinthealley.com.
Yeah, but you can follow us on Twitter @PBK_cast, you can tweet us dumb shit, you know, that you find online. You can follow Ubermedic's run PBK fan Twitter, I guess you could call it, PBK out of context, where he takes things that we say just in team speak messing around or
what was the last thing on there, Ubermedic?
Let
me pull it up.
Know. And I think I know what it is. I think it's the French thing you were talking about, Duke.
No, there's something we just did like right now.
Oh, okay. And
that got
on
there. Anyways, continue.
And yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's just little quotes from PBK that are fun.
Have you tried not masturbating into your mouse?
Yeah, that was
yeah.
me. That was me talking to Canadian because his mouse was sticking. But see, now you have the context. But otherwise, you just get a nice little thing in your Twitter thing that says, have you tried not masturbating into your mouse? And you can follow that and realize how shit your mic is at spelling.
Oh, your mic, that's pretty good. GR8, the letter 8.
Your mic, how do you spell great?
I think he left.
Yeah. I think he's pissed.
Yeah, I don't think he can quite cope with me. Your mic spells great. GRAT.
User in your channel time out.
And now he's gone. I think I broke him.
Alright. Well, he'll be remembered.
But yeah, so you can follow us out. You can email us pbjcast@gmail.com. You can find this allegedly that you're listening to at pbjcast.blogspot.com. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Release a video 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
What's our schedule, Rob Levin?
At 3 o'clock all the time, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 3 o'clock.
What happens on Wednesday?
Wednesday
shitty stuff. Nothing good happens on Wednesday.
Wednesday is Duke's Alien Isolation series.
It's
Monday is something else, and Friday is also something else. I think this Monday, well, I don't know when this is going to be released, but the Monday coming up of recording is Contagion. We're seeing a Contagion video. But yes, you can do all that. I don't know. And yeah, I guess that's it. Yeah, like I said, if you have anything, you know, that you think we missed out on when making fun of Sword Art Online, or, you know, something that might make it a little better in my eyes, or if you have a memory wiper that you could come and just erase watching, like, episode 13 so that I could pretend that it's still decent, that would be great, actually, as well.
Hey, Robo, and I found this really great way to wipe memories.
Is it wants of vodka?
Actually, I have this carnivorous brain tick. You just put it on in there and just fucking look at all kinds of stuff.
Oh, nice.
How to breathe. You know, all sorts of things.
I've been Robo Evan.
I've been the Duke of New York.
And he's
been Canadian.
Yeah, he's been Canadian.